This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program is Robert Haskins. Robert is the interim tax assessor for Mitchell County, and he's with us to talk about the notices of assessed values that have been mailed out to county citizens, and he's going to talk about most common asked questions, most misunderstood things about the assessed process. Welcome, Robert.
Thank you, Steve. Thanks for having me in here today. We just wanted from the county to let remind everyone that the notices of the new assessed values have been sent to all property owners. If you have not received one, please call the assessor's office and we will get you either a copy of your property card or that notice. We want everyone to be notified. When you get your notice, we'd ask that you look it over. There is a description of the location with an address. There's also information on acreage, and that may not necessarily always be correct, and we're asking your help in helping us to update the records. That's probably the first thing we'd like for you to consider. Secondly, when you look at the assessed value, we want to remind you that this is the value of your property as of January the 1st. It doesn't reflect any decrease in values or the economy, what has happened since the 1st of January. If you have any questions, you should call 688-2139, that's extension 247. That is the reevaluation office, and the company Wampler and Eanes has that office staffed. They'll be glad to answer your questions. If you'd like to come in and talk to one of the representatives from Wampler and Eanes, you can just come in, but it's probably quicker for you and more beneficial if you call first, and they'll set up an appointment for you. When you come in, we do have what we call a sales list, which is a list of all the sales in the county that were used to determine the values for the reevaluation. You can look at that. We also have a book with photographs of homes and what their purchase prices were and their previous evaluations, so you can see what properties in your part of the county, what has sold, and what their old values were and what their new values are. You can get a copy of your property card so you can make a comparison of your former value and your current value. We encourage you to call. We're here to help you, and we look forward to working with all of you.
I'm sure that most people from this statement would be sticker shock because it's based on 8 years as opposed to the new system that the county just adopted to have reevaluation every 4 years. So that's kind of a problem for them to see that big jump.
Yes, it is. And we think that with the 4 years, and especially if the economy continues decreasing, then it won't be 8 years before they would see that increase. They'd be able to see that decrease much, much sooner.
Again, if you have any questions whatsoever, you should call 688-2139, extension 247. That's 688-2139, extension 247. The gentleman with the folks that are handling this process will be glad to talk to you. They want to talk to you. They want you to understand and make sure everything is okay and you are understanding completely about the process.
Just give us a call. We'll be happy to talk to you. Thanks, Steve, for having me on.
Robert Haskins, the interim tax assessor for Mitchell County. For Close Up, I'm Steve Murphy.